Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie
on Alice.
So why are you and I such dummies to your 13-year-old? I want to hear this. I'm angry now. He called me a dummy.
Well, no, he didn't. He called you a boomer.
It's the same thing, I think.
That's what he called you. He called me. All right. So last night we're talking about, we were just sitting around and he was done with his homework and whatever. And he's like, I got to show you this video. And I said, that brings me to a point I need to talk to you about. And he's like, okay. He's like,
So this is one of those moms sit down with the son.
Yeah.
Hey, turn off the TV.
Yeah.
Look into the spotlight.
Yes.
I've got a moment here that I need to drill something into your head, kid.
Yeah.
Look, you might be 13 and think you run this place, but now mom's going to drill something into your head and don't forget it.
So he wanted to show me this airplane that this guy had modified. I don't know, that crashed on the, he was taken off and he put all this money into it. I don't know, whatever. He's some pilot because he's into aviation. So I'm like, wait. And here's, you know, when you're excited to show your mom something or your dad something, and then they're like, wait a minute, let's talk about something.
Right.
So already it's going bad.
Right.
So I'm like, I want to talk to you about something. That brings me to a point that BJ Harris said to me yesterday.
So yesterday, what did I say? What did I say that got us in trouble, that made us boomers?
I said, I want to talk to you about this TikTok account because I'm not sure it's a great place to be.
TikTok?
You remember TikTok?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yesterday?
Yeah, you talked about TikTok. Remember?
What did I say?
Remember the TikTok? The social media site, TikTok.
You're going to have to refresh my memory. Sure. I don't know if I remember.
So I said, that reminds me. BJ talked to me about something that's going on in TikTok, and I don't think it's a good idea for you, boo-boo. And he's like, oh, my God, what? I said, that everybody's selling their feet pictures.
Oh, yeah. I did mention this yesterday. If you go on TikTok, this is a good thing you talked to him about this, okay? You hang on a second there, Jamie. Let me explain this. Yesterday, I brought this up. And Shpadil, I got to tell you, man, you claim that you're on TikTok, but I don't think you are because this feet thing's out of control.
I don't know how they're popping up on your thing. It's weird.
There are women,
I'll explain it.
Young ladies on TikTok that are willing to sell pictures of their feet and men are buying them. That's what I said yesterday.
That's what he said yesterday.
And it's everywhere. It's out of control.
I said to my kid, I'm like, this TikTok thing with like the selling of the feet. And he starts laughing at me. And he goes, Mom, all those people on TikTok are making fun of people that sell their feet pics.
Say what?
And I go, what? He goes, what? Yeah, they're all what? Doing like, they're doing, you know how like back in the day we would do like fake commercials?
Yeah.
Like, Renko, buy it today.
Right.
You know, like that. Like, we'd be like, it's only $9.95 plus shipping and handling. You know, we'd always make fun of the TV's infomercials.
Yeah.
Get it today. Oh, but wait, there's more. Remember?
Yeah, I do.
Well, that's what these kids are doing. They are doing the same thing that we used to with the TV ads. They're making fun of people that sell feet pics. And they're like, for only $24.99, I'll give you my pinky.
So none of it's real?
No.
They're not selling feet pictures?
They're not. There are people that sell feet pictures.
No. But the TikTok?
But the TikTok people are making fun of the people selling feet pictures.
TikTok's a social media.
By Ronco.
You can download the app and put it on your phone. And it's bursts of short videos.
Yeah.
They're like 15 seconds.
Right.
And people are doing wacky stuff on there.
Right.
Including selling their feet pictures.
But it's not.
It's
a Ronco commercial. It's. What's the guy that's...
So it's all a spoof?
Flex Seal. It's the Flex Seal, you know, when we all pretend like we're... What's that guy's name? The Flex Seal guy. He's also very famous on TikTok right now. So they're doing a spoof of it. And he called us boomers.
So you were going to sit him down and tell him that's not the place for him and you don't approve of this TikTok picture stuff.
Right.
And it turns out the joke's on us.
That they're all really? Spoofing feet sellers.
I told you they were on there, Shpadil. You didn't believe me.
But they're on there.
I know. Now you're telling me they're fake.
Yeah. I think if I would have saw it, I would have figured out that they weren't real.
Oh, look at him trying to
hold
top
on
us.
A second.
He's trying
hold
to
hold on. Hey, Smarty Pants, listen. Oh, yesterday this came up, and you sat here in the studio, and you said to us, I'm on TikTok hours a day.
All the time.
And you said, I've never, ever. You tried to make me look stupid, actually, because you sat here and said, BJ, I'm on there hours every day, and I've never seen what you're talking about. Did he not?
He did.
And now, if nothing else, okay, maybe I got duped, okay? Maybe they're not for sale.
Not maybe, right? We did.
All right, we got duped. But at least little Ralphie has confirmed the fact they're all over the place.
Right.
Okay? So you're wrong. You're wrong
just
on that.
Come across my feed.
I'm just saying. They're on there. He knows
it's
it.
It's a trend.
He knows it.
It's a trend.
They're all over the place.
So I was looking more into this whole TikTok thing. And there are, so there's memes is a thing. So you need to get on memes because I guess that's one of the things that they all talk about. Memes. Then there's cosplay. That's a really favorite forum. There's twins. So twins do funny stuff together. I don't know what they do.
I've seen that.
They do. Slow-mo is very popular.
Seen that.
And then the ones where, oh my God.
Yeah.
So there's this thing, I don't know how to explain it. So if a girl gets on there and she's annoying, it's kind of bullying, but it's kind of funny. So if a girl's on there and she's being annoying, then the guys do a meme next to her, mocking her and whatever her sound is like.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know if I've noticed that one.
So, like, they put, like, chickens up. And if she's like, oh, my God, the other day, Tina was so mad to me. Well, then a guy will put up a chicken.
That's her cackling, huh? I've not noticed those. I'll tell you the ones I don't like. I don't like the slow-mo.
Here's why.
Because if you're going to do the slow-mo, because a lot of times they'll write on there, wait for it, you know? So they'll put that on there. And you wait, and then there's no real payoff. It's like somebody just splashing in the water. If you're going to do slow-mo, it's got to have a payoff.
But some of the way these guys edit these, like they do the whole thing where they're in the rain.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine what it's like to be Steven Spielberg or any of these guys now looking at these TikTok, Ron Howard, because I'd be like, oh, hell, I don't know how to do any of this special effects crap. These guys are amazing at what they do.
Yeah, I know. When I see some of that stuff, I think to myself, there's probably in my phone, and I've got the iPhone X10, whatever you want to call it. I probably know how to use 10% of this phone.
I agree with you.
Especially when it comes to videos and editing and whatever. I'll bet you I don't know 10% of this phone. And that really discourages me. And I want to learn more. I feel like it's just too much work.
BJ and Jamie.
On Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.